powered by Coke Zero. The refreshing taste of Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. World Subaru, get more for your money. McClune's Restaurants. For locations, visit McClune's.com. The Monmouth Smoke Shop on 2nd Avenue in Long Branch. And the Monmouth University Department of Athletics. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network. Now, with all the action, here's Matt Harmon and Eddie Acapinti on News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
University football for the 22nd year. The Hawks taking to the gridiron today. This one is at home against the visiting Hornets of Delaware State. Along with Eddie Acapinti, I'm Matt Harmon. Happy to be back here on the Shore Sports Network, broadcasting live on 1160, 1310 AM, shoresportsnetwork.com, and with the live video stream today, go Monmouth Hawks.com. We take a quick 60-second timeout. When we come back, we've got the pregame show for you right around the corner. Kickoff set for 1 o'clock. Thanks so much for joining us here as part of your holiday weekend. We're back right after this with more Monmouth football on the Shore Sports Network. Our pregame show today presented by Jersey Mike's Subs. Visit Jersey Mike's on the location on the corner of Route 36 and Monmouth Road in the Carriage Hill Square today or online at jerseymikes.com. It is football season, even though the calendar still says summertime and the unofficial end to this holiday season. We get you set here for Hawks football on the Shore Sports Network. Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti, happy to be back here for the sixth consecutive year broadcasting on 1160, 1310 AM, shoresportsnetwork.com and monmouthhawks.com today with the video stream. MU making their way out onto the field for what we hope will be a great way to kick off this 2014 campaign. The first time that these two teams have matched up, Monmouth and Delaware State. Let's talk first about the visiting Hornets of DSU. They come in off a 5-6 season a year ago, 5-3 in the MEAC Conference, the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, where they finished tied for third. Tough opener to their year last year. They lost to Delaware, Towson, and North Dakota State, similar to what Monmouth did, opening up with three biggies before getting their conference slate up and going. They have a lot of question marks, and as we kick this one off, the biggest one surrounding the team going into this season was their quarterback spot, and it got a little more hairy as we were told just before the game. Asaya Obado, their expected starter, the redshirt sophomore, is not here, will not play, out with a back injury. They will hand things off to the unknown today, Eddie, Gilbert Rivera, junior college transfer from East Los Angeles Community College. He will get the start here today. One thing we know about him, we don't know anything about him, nor do the coaches for Monmouth, and I would even expect the Delaware State coaches a lot of questions going into this one.
Matt, the Hornets came into the 2014 football season having to replace their quarterback. Then the guy they thought was going to be the signal caller, as we found out, isn't going to be here. So now a team that relies heavily on the pass, they were number one in the MEAC a year ago in passing yards per game, will hand it and let their trigger man be someone who has yet to throw an FCS college pass. As you said, that doesn't bode well potentially for them or a Monmouth team that spent this preparation week getting ready for one quarterback and now has to see another.
As many as three potential starters or at least players into the offensive line not here today as well. They're starting kicker Mitchell Ward. He is not here today either. This is a banged up football team. Hopefully Monmouth can take advantage. They do have a returner at the running back spot, Dae-Hung Chung, who is listed as a third team all preseason MEAC player, and a good core of wide receivers. Milton Williams III, the top returning target from a season ago. He had 58 catches on the year last season. Defensively on this DSU team, they will play kind of a hybrid type defense, 3-3 with five defensive backs that will see a lot of time here today. Their strength perhaps is in their defensive line, where they return a first team MEAC selection a year ago, Rodney Gunter, 6'5", 300 pounds. He is a big boy on that defensive end spot.
And he likes to disrupt, Matt, a lot of what the opposition wants to do in the backfield, both from the quarterback position and running the football. This Delaware State team did give up last year about 167 yards per game on the ground. He'll be key to slow down Monmouth's rushing attack, which features one of the best returning running backs in all of FCS, and we'll talk about him more in KB Asante.
Well, good good transition into the Monmouth offense, which does have so many skill players back from a season ago. Asante, over 1,000 yards, led the team with 8 rushing touchdowns. A little bit different, however, for the fifth-year senior, as he is really the guy in the backfield. A season ago, the last 2 years, shared the workload with Julian Hayes, who is no longer with the team anymore. So Asante, expect him to get the ball heavy doses, not just today, but all during the course of the season.
Yeah, Matt, last season was second on the team with 180 carries and 1,075 yards. But what KB led the team in was 6 yards a carry, and look for, as you said, his workload to increase exponentially from a year ago. Monmouth will still rotate some running backs in, but as you see him there in your shot here on Hawk Vision, as well as listening on the Shore Sports Network, 3-2 will get the football a lot for this Monmouth team.
The receivers basically the same as they were a year ago. Neil Sterling back to highlight what is a very deep core of wide receivers. Eric Sumlin, Lamar Davenport also back, as is Thaddeus Richards. Some young guys have made their way into the fold as well. This all under the direction of Brandon Hill, who is the senior quarterback back for his second year. Much of the questions for this Monmouth offense are up front. The team replacing 3 starters from a year ago, kind of a mix and match type things. If you want to throw 4 in, Pete Ireland, who started last year, not a starter this year. So Reese Johnston, the only guy back from a season ago.
And it's an offensive line, Matt, as we enter year 1 in the Big South Conference, that's going to be relied upon to learn and learn this scheme that new offensive coordinator Kevin Morris is bringing in very quickly, because Monmouth has, as you so eloquently put it, returning starter at quarterback, skills with running backs and the wide receivers. It's going to be up to them to get up to speed quickly in order for this offense to potentially reach its full capability.
Now, the line on the offensive side may be the biggest question mark. On the defensive side of the ball, that might be the biggest strength of this football team. Certainly, MU can go too deep, but probably even more so. We may see as many as 10 guys rotate into the fold in that defensive line. They bring back Pat O'Hara, who is a team captain this year again for the second consecutive year. Darnell Leslie certainly made his name last year, 7.5 sacks to lead the team. They also returned Demetrius Smith, who is also a team captain this year. So that is really where this group on defense starts, is with that front four.
And as many question marks as surround that offensive line, that many answers we see on the defensive line, which will really help a team that is going to be breaking in some new secondary players, as we'll talk about, and is a little unsettled in the middle of the linebacking core. But Matt, we've seen it with so many other teams. If you're solved up front defensively, it really can help things and allow other players to grow into certain positions. You said all of the names, and we've seen it. A team can dominate another team just by having 4 guys in at a time that they can rotate up front, and you see 2 of them in your screen there, and Demetrius and Pat O'Hara.
Quick timeout for us as the captains making their way out to midfield. Pat O'Hara, Jake Morrow, KB Asante, Demetrius Smith. We'll step out for 60 seconds. We'll come back with the opening kickoff of this 2014 campaign. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Shore Sports Network. We're back right after this with more Monmouth football. Our coin toss today presented by Coke Zero, the refreshing taste of Coke Zero. Zero means it is game day, and it is here in West Long Branch with a game top temperature right in the high 70s. Wind is a little bit breezy out of the southeast today, as it usually does come off the ocean just a little bit, which is right down the road from where we are here in West Long Branch. The game broadcasting today from Mama Stadium, Kessler Field, the site. Matt Harmon, Etiaka Pinty. Great job so far out of the boys back in the studios of the Shore Sports Network. Delaware State, the opponent here today, 5-6 a year ago. Monmouth went 6-6 as an independent last season. Hawks pretty healthy overall, but a couple of nagging injuries, as our injury report today presented by Barnabas Health. Premier Healthcare is one click away at barnabashealth.org. Barnabas Health, every day extraordinary. Zach Fable, who was expected to be the starting tight end, out with what is being called a groin injury, also a lingering hip injury from offseason surgery. And Josh Szymanowicz, who is expected to start at the defensive line, he probably will take the spot of Andrew Jerzynski, who is a bit nicked up during the course of the preseason with a leg/foot injury. Jerzynski is dressed and will play. Those really the only two things that Monmouth has going on the injury report today. Partner, looking forward to another great year here. Monmouth opening up at home. They will be off next week, so a win here today certainly gets this season off to a good roll.
Matt, couldn't agree more. It's great to not only have football back, but to be able to share the broadcast booth with you again this season. And you said it, Monmouth opening up Labor Day weekend. Then they get that first bye week, which is actually the first week of school here at Monmouth University, before continuing a home schedule on the 13th against a familiar foe in Wagner. First time Hawks and Hornets will play this afternoon.
It has been a while since Monmouth has opened up with a win, all the way back in the 2006 season when they beat Fordham up in the Bronx. Last time Monmouth was at home, a couple of seasons ago in 2011. The Delaware State Hornets will receive. They won the opening coin toss and will get it. It'll be Lucas Santangelo set to kick off from the 35-yard line. Going back deep, number 7, Aris Scott. Number 5, Jamal Jackson. Buckle up for what we hope is a great 2014 campaign. Santangelo eyes it up. Sends 5 off to his left, 5 back to his right. Steps into this one and hits a high end-over-end kick. It'll be settled under by Scott at the 2-yard line. Gets out to the 10, 15, gets to the 20. He's got a big hold of the 30. 35 has only the kicker to beat. Santangelo slows him, but Scott stays on his feet. He will take it the distance and score. 98 yards for an opening touchdown for Delaware State, and the Hornets come in and make an early statement to go up 6-0.
If you're a Monmouth fan, the season, which had so much anticipation and expectations, could not have started any worse. Delaware State, 96 yards to the house. This Monmouth team thought they'd come in, pin them deep, get the football early on to start this one, and look at that. Hornets come out hot here on Labor Day weekend.
On for the extra point, Jeremiah Magehu, who steps in for Mitchell Ward. Kick is up, and it is good. 7-0, Delaware State taking the opening kickoff, 98 yards under Aris Scott's return to take a 7-0 advantage. We'll stay here as the Hawks will get their first opportunity at the football. Monmouth in the home blue uniforms today, the newly redesigned uniforms, dark blue jerseys, dark blue pants with the white piping, the brand new helmets, the silver helmets with the new insignia, the dark blue M on either side, white numerals with a silver outline. Delaware State today in their away white uniforms, the red numerals, red helmets, the red pants with the white stripes down either side.
Matt, new season, new uniforms, as you just said, new field turf here at Monmouth Stadium with the navy end zones, the new logo at midfield, but unfortunately, same shoddy Hawks special teams. As we see there, they allow a kickoff return for a touchdown on the opening kickoff of the 2014 season. And now it is on them to get this team back in the football game as kick return will be back.
Magehu will come on to kick off. As we mentioned, Mitchell Ward not making the trip here today. He's the regular kicker. Magehu doubles as the punter. He will put the ball on the left hash mark of the 35-yard line. Kamal Dumas and LaVon Cheney both back deep here for the Hawks, who will get it in an early hole, trailing 7-0. Short kick will make the back line, but barely. Cheney comes up, fields it at the 19-yard line, tracked down quickly at the 27, maybe the 28. Good open field tackle made by Markel Knight, the freshman wide receiver. It'll be Brandon Hill to start at the quarterback spot. Hill, 6'5", 230-pound senior, a season ago, threw 19 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, threw for just over 2,300 yards. We'll go through the rest of the starters after this first down play in a newly redesigned Monmouth offense. Neil Sterling and Thaddeus Richards will start at the wide receiver spot, set out to the left. It'll be Asante get the carry. He will bounce it right and then come back to the left, get to the 30-yard line, 2-yard pickup. We mentioned a lot of the question marks up front for this Monmouth offensive line starting unit. Keith Klutz and Rochelle Maedor will start at the tackles. Hunter McHugh, Reese Johnson, the guards. Johnson, the lone returning starter. Alex Thompson will get the start as the freshman center. The give is to Asante again. Stopped just shy of the 35-yard line for a gain of 5. Make it second down, check it third down, and a long 3. Brandon Suck starts at the tight end spot today, the 6'4", 240-pound junior. KB Asante in the backfield. Neil Sterling, Lamar Davenport at the starting wide receiver. Jake Morrow began the game as the senior fullback. A procedure penalty here for Monmouth will back him up and set up a third down here and long.
So after allowing a kickoff return for a score on the opening possession and then not getting much out of their own kick return after Cheney was tackled shy of the 30, Monmouth, after a procedure penalty, Matt, third and long on their first offensive possession here in 2014.
Darren Ambush has checked in, slot man to the left. Romeo Harris into the game as a wideout to the right. Hill wanting to throw. Here comes some pressure. Hangs in the pocket. Eludes the rush. Bounces it off to Asante. Catches it at the 35-yard line. KB sliding forward. Looks like he's going to have enough for the first down as he took the hit and then able to spin his way to the 39-yard line. That will be enough for the first down of the afternoon for Monmouth, who has it now first and 10 from their own 39-yard line with 13:20 to go in the opening quarter. Delaware State leads 7-0.
That first down all due to KB Asante, as he made the play, had to go the entire duration of that yardage to gain after getting a little shovel pass from Hill.
On first and 10, flare pass to the outside. Ambush catches it and just tripped up in the backfield after a gain of about 5 out to the 44-yard line. Let's run through the starters for Delaware State. 3-3-5 alignment. Rodney Gunter and Will Womack, the ends. Jamal Douglas is the nose man. LB Williams, Dan Zajac, and Josh Ely, the linebackers. Jordan Smith, J.R. Robinson, the corners. The safeties, Tarek Colston, Willie Bolden, and Devon Moore. Quick pass again to the outside. This catch is made by Harris, who will slam his way forward, get into Delaware State territory at the 49-yard line. Gain there of about 7 and enough for a Monmouth first down.
Matt, something I think people have noticed, and you almost sound like a horse race announcer with how quick this offense is moving. This up-tempo offense from Coach Kevin Morris is looking to get significantly more plays off than this team did last year.
Hill right back to the line. Play clock down to 20. He'll check up to the offensive line, redo the play. Sook tight end to the right. Two receivers set to the right. Sterling up top to the left. Blitz coming. Monmouth picks it up. Quick pass to the outside again. Sterling makes a nice move. Goes to the far sideline. Breaks a couple of tackles and tripped up to the 41-yard line. That is a gain of 8 and the first catch of the season for Neil Sterling, the 6'4", fifth-year wide receiver from Manasquan, New Jersey. Led the team last year with 57 catches.
And it'll allow me the first time to say all season, he can't get the football enough. Such a physical specimen, and we'll see how he is to be employed in this new offensive set, which does favor the short tempo passing game.
Trips to the shorts out of the field, the offensive left. The give is to Asante. Big hole up the middle, and KB runs through a couple of tackles down to the 30-yard line. That will be a Monmouth first down on a gain of about 11. MU offense looking pretty solid here on their first drive.
And all started with that third down conversion, Hill to Asante. And after KB's hard work, he'll take a seat for a minute now. This Brandon Hill-led offense looks to be more comfortable than I think some people thought they'd be first quarter of the season.
LaVon Chaney, the 5'9 sophomore, checks in at the running back spot. Sterling up top to the left. Ambush and Richards come near sideline to the right. Chaney will get the first carry. Little speedster slashes his way through. Gets stopped just shy of the 25-yard line for a gain of about 4.5.
And Matt, we've seen a lot of receivers in and out thus far. Sterling, Thaddeus Richards, Ambush, Romeo Harris. One player who hasn't been on the field yet is number 2, Lamar Davenport, who was listed to start.
Just over 11 minutes to go. This one into the end zone. Ambush, touchdown! There is a flag down on the far sideline. Hill able to hit Ambush. Saw the flag go up as the ball was snapped. I believe this is coming back.
Yeah, Brandon Hill does not look happy, as it appears as though he can hear what the officials are saying.
It is a procedure penalty against Monmouth. That will negate the touchdown of Darren Ambush and bring the football back to what should be 2nd and 10.
So that procedure penalty, which, not that you're worried, but it's in the back of your mind. New offense, new players in a new system. When you go fast, sometimes guys can line up in the wrong spot, mistakes can be made, and unfortunately that error will take that opening season touchdown for Monmouth off the board.
Still a 2nd and 10, however, from the Delaware State 30-yard line. Hill will check over to the sideline. Walk up to the offensive line, sent from the shotgun formation about 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. 3 wide receiver package. Going to roll off to his left. Look for the tight end, Brandon Sook, who will make the catch at the 26. 4-yard pickup. Make it 3rd and 6.
Isn't it a shame that a procedure penalty can really ruin the rhythm and flow of an offense? This team was working quickly. They were blocking well downfield for these wide receiver screens. And now they'll have to pick up a 3rd and long after that touchdown came off of the board.
10:45 and rolling here. 3rd and 6 for the Hawks from the Delaware State 26-yard line. 4 wide receiver set this time. Sterling, Ambush up top. Richards and Harris down low to the right. Hill has time, stands in the pocket, finds Sterling. Not going to be enough, however, for the first down. About 2 yards shy of the 22-yard line. Early decision here for the coaching staff of Monmouth, and it looks like the decision pretty easy. Hawks will at least line up to go for it. They'll bring Sook back into the game, and Morrow would indicate probably a running play as Asante also back into the game at the running back spot.
No bigger Neil Sterling fan than me, but even he knows as a veteran player, you've got to run that pattern beyond the first down marker. The spot in the zone that Delaware State allowed was short, and that's why it's now fourth and short instead of a first down. Neil, too smart to do that.
Play clock down to five. Offset I formation with Asante off to the left, Morrow to the right. KB will get it. He will have the first down, not by much, but just enough. Inside the 20, chains will move. Hawks will have it first down and 10. Long drive here. Remember, Monmouth gave up the opening kickoff. They've had the ball since that point, upwards of about 5 minutes right now.
Yeah, so it's a good answer by the offense, Matt. You want to chew up some clock. You want to run a sustained drive of your own, and that's what they're doing here. It's taken a few third downs, however, and that first down conversion on fourth.
9:20 to go in the first. Asante up the middle, dancing his way through the line. Down to the 13-yard line. Check of the 12. That's going to be a first down. 6-yard pickup. Make it second down and four now for MU, who gets right back up to the line. Might not always snap the ball right away, but always right back to the line.
Yeah, what we've noticed, they are going faster than last year. Still not huddling. I think, Matt, their faster tempo this year is faster, though, than the years past.
Asante. Pitch off to the left side. KB down inside the 10. He'll have another first down. Gets to the 8 before being tripped up, and it will be first and goal now for Monmouth.
Really nice lead block by number 73, Keith Klutz, who pulled out in front, eliminated the corner on that side of the field, and it allowed the shifty Asante to nestle in for that first down.
Asante already carrying the ball a bunch here in this first quarter. Get used to it. Morrow and Asante make up an offset I formation, set to the left, two receivers to the right. Asante again here, off the left side, and he is in for the touchdown. First score of the season for Monmouth, first score of the year for KB Asante, and Monmouth an extra point away from tying this one up at 7, comes at the 8:18 mark of the first quarter.
Matt, great answer by the Monmouth offense. After allowing that kickoff return for a touchdown, long, long clock-eating drive, which allowed them to get that defense back in order, and more importantly, punch that in for 7. They converted a couple of third downs, a fourth down, and now an extra point away from tying this one up in the first quarter.
Lucas Santangelo is on. He takes over the kicking chores from Eric Spillane, and it will be Santangelo to work out of the hold of backup quarterback Greg DePue. This to tie it at 7. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. Right through the uprights and good. Good opening drive for the Hawks offense. They have tied it here at 7 with 8:18 to go in the first quarter. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with more Hawks football on the Shore Sports Network.
First time out of the season presented by Serve Pro of Eatontown Long Branch. For your fire and water cleanup and restoration needs, they also have 24-hour emergency service. Serve Pro, EatontownLongBranch.com.
Good drive for the Hawks. 14 plays, 72 yards, took up 6 minutes and 20 seconds on the clock. 7-yard touchdown run from KB Asante with the extra point. We are tied here at 7, and Monmouth will kick it off here, hopefully with a better result than last time. Santangelo will step into it at the 35-yard line, pooches this one. That will bounce at the 25-yard line. Live football picked up by one of the upmen for Delaware State, number 42, Malik Harris, who will work his way out to the 32, where Delaware State will get really their first look at that team's offense. So the numbers on that drive, Brandon Hill, 6 of 6 for 37 yards. KB Asante, 7 carries for 40 yards, pretty much right on point.
Yeah, balanced, but they got a lot of plays off. As Matt just said, they really ran up to the line, got their tempo going quickly. Now let's see what this Delaware State offense, behind the direction of a really new quarterback, will do.
Gilbert Rivera, 6'3". 230 pounds from Los Angeles, California. Steps into the shotgun, wants to throw. Going to go deep down the far sideline. Has a man, ball up in the air. And an early flag here, matched up Milton Williams and Joe Johnson. Johnson, the lone returning starter from a season ago in the secondary, will get called for pass interference. So Rivera, as we said, kind of an unknown. Went to East Los Angeles Community College a season ago. Is a sophomore. Esaiah Obado, who was expected to be the starter, was the backup a year ago, out with a back injury. Dae Hung Chung is the starting running back. He'll also be spelled by Malcolm Williams, Milton Williams, Spo Saravallo, Malik Golson, Nate Ortiz, your starting wide receivers. Morris Frazier, number 80, into the game. Five wide receivers set here. Rivera, here comes the pressure, flares it to the outside. Catch is made there by Williams right in front of Johnson, but only for about a yard and a half pickup. Jerron Cirilis and Dimitri Hill, the two tackles. Darren Helwig and Keon Williams, the guards. Anis Mangoni is the center, sophomore center. Penalty here on Monmouth. Back-to-back penalties on two plays. Let's run through the Hawks' starting lineup today. Darnell Leslie, Pat O'Hara, the two defensive end. It's Eric Masick who gets the start at the defensive tackle spot. So good to see him back into the fold. Demetrius Smith back there as well. Peyton Minnick, John Sikowski, the two outside linebackers. Tyler Thompson starts in the middle. The corners, Lakeith Celestine and Joe Johnson. Mike Basile, the true freshman, starts at the one safety spot. Kevin Butler, the sophomore, starts at the other.
Another name to keep an eye on in that secondary. You see on your screen there, Marcus Leslie, the true freshman from Miami, Florida, expected to play nickel today.
Quick pass to the outside. Williams will make the catch. He will break a tackle and get a first down down to the 20-yard line where it'll be a first down. Couple of penalties and a quick pass to the outside for Williams. And all of a sudden, Delaware State knocking on the door. First and 10 from the Hawk 20-yard line.
They like to spread you out. They like to throw it. They led the MEAC in passing offense a year ago. But because of that, they were second to last running the football. So the onus on this young, reshaped secondary.
Anthony McDonough has checked in at the outside linebacker spot. Dan Sullivan in at the middle spot. Here's the give to Chung. Nice spin move. Another nice move. Loses his helmet as he is hit at the 15-yard line. There is a flag down.
Flag down, Matt. It's going to be on Dan Sullivan, number 59. Unnecessary roughness on the quarterback, Rivera. It was thrown right in front of the referee. It was a out-and-out dumb play by Dan Sullivan. Blow to the head of Rivera as Monmouth's defense with their third penalty already, second personal foul to go along with that Joe Johnson pass interference. And how about what Delaware State's doing? New quarterback, you don't know anything about him. They're going deep play one, and they're keeping the pressure on this defense.
With the penalty, the ball down inside the 10. It'll be first and goal from the 8-yard line. Sullivan, who was the starter two seasons ago, missed last year. Back this season for his fifth year. He checks out. Tyler Thompson back in. Four-man front here for the Hawks. Split backfield. Rivera will fake. Go to the outside. Little bubble screen set up. That catch is made. Down inside now the five. Aris Scott, who has the touchdown already, gets the ball down to the 3-yard line. And that'll make it second and goal from just inside the three. We're down to about 6.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Delaware State 7 and Mama 7 here on the Shore Sports Network.
That tackle by Mike Basile, true freshman from Brick Memorial High School product. One of the few true freshmen to ever get a starting nod under Coach Callahan. Diagnosed that bubble screen well as Delaware State, even though they're inside the five, spreading the field.
Golson and Saravallo split this time out to the right. Here's the give up the middle. This is going to be a touchdown for Malcolm Williams off the left side. Malcolm Williams with the score. The 5'10", 180-pound senior makes it 13-7 in favor of Delaware State.
Hornets got on the board via special teams first possession. Now they go on a drive of their own, aided by a couple of Monmouth personal foul penalties, and they get into the end zone on the ground, something they didn't do a whole heck of a lot last season. They only had, Matt, 8 rushing touchdowns the whole season.
Magayu on for the extra point. Low snap, handled well. Kick is up, and it is good. 14-7 our score with 6:07 to go in this first quarter. A lot of points early on. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with more Hawks football on the Shore Sports Network.
Back here on the Shore Sports Network and MonmouthHawks.com, and we want to remind everyone to check out the new official online home of Monmouth Athletics, MonmouthHawks.com. It replaced last year's GoMUHawks.com in line with the new brand redesign from Monmouth Athletics. So check out MonmouthHawks.com for all of your Monmouth University athletics needs, from statistics and videos to everything blue and white.
Matt Harmon, Eddie Iacopinti back here on the Shore Sports Network. That scoring drive for Delaware State, 3 plays, 69 yards. A lot of penalties involved there as well, as the end-over-end kick will send Kamau Dumas back to the 5-yard line. Out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Out to the 45, breaks a tackle at midfield. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. One man to beat, 15, and then run down inside the 15-yard line. Touchdown saving tackle from Jordan Smith. Kamau Dumas putting the electricity back here at Mama Stadium.
How about that response? Delaware State with a big special teams play early. Dumas in his first kick return in a Monmouth uniform, almost taking it to the house. I'll tell you, if you like fireworks and electricity on opening weekend, you are watching and listening to the right game.
Ball spotted at the 11-yard line where MU will have it first down and 10. The offense, which just scored, right back on here. Ambush and Richard set off to the left side of the formation. Sterling near sideline to the right. Hill will check things over. Move Asante off to his right as the single back, tight end to the left side of the formation as well. Asante will get it. Stretch play off the left side. Cuts back of the tackle box. Works his way down inside close to the 5. Maybe more like the 6. It'll be a 5-yard pickup and set up second down and 5.
Matt, a lot of games this opening weekend. We've seen high scoring. That first game the other night, which was Texas A&M and South Carolina, was high scoring. The Rutgers game as well. It just seems like offense is in vogue.
Asante here down inside the 5. Breaks a couple of tackles. He will work his way down towards the first down marker at about the 3. And now looks like Hawks will go big. Jake Morrow will come into the game. Hakeem Vallis, good story. Backup wide receiver, as MU a little bit shy in the tight end department this year with the injury to Fable. Vallis made the suggestion, move me to the tight end spot. And now he is listed as the second man on the roster. Sets himself left side of the formation. Wildcat look. Asante fumbles the football. Will pick it up here. Run for his life. Lose a couple of yards, back to the 6, new wrinkle in the Monmouth offense. As Asante goes wildcat, he will fumble the opportunity for MU to try to get into the end zone, and it will send the field goal team on with Lucas Santangelo. New set here, Evan Ruwain, he's back from a year ago. Did not play last season, but returning here this year as the long snapper, Depew as the holder, and Santangelo, the new field goal kicker, as we mentioned, taking over for the now departed Eric Spoyne. This will be a 23-yarder from the right hash mark. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up, no rush from Delaware State, and Monmouth gets 3 on the board. Perhaps a missed opportunity as MU had it first and 10 from the 12. We stamp out for 30 seconds. We're back with more Hawks football right after this on the Shore Sports Network. Quick drive for Monmouth gets 3 on the board, 23-yarder from Lucas Santangelo. As Monmouth with 4:10 remaining here in the first quarter has cut the Delaware State advantage to 14-10.
It was an 84-yard Kamau Dumas kickoff return that set that scoring drive up. But like you said before the break, Matt, maybe a missed opportunity for this Monmouth offense, because it looks as though it could be one of those games. Whoever has the ball last may win. It's 14-10 already in the first quarter.
Aris Scott, who's got a touchdown already, back with Jamal Jackson. Here is Santangelo set to again pooch this one. Off to his right, bouncing at the 30-yard line. That's a free football, and Monmouth, I believe, has it. And it is. Turnover. Hawks get it back. It went right in the direction of, I believe, number 56, Mike Davis, redshirt senior linebacker. He's not really equipped to make those plays. Monmouth picking the right guy and will get it back here, first and 10 from the Delaware State 28-yard line.
Great adjustment from Coach Callahan after that first kickoff return that went 90-plus for a touchdown. Back-to-back jobs with the pooch kick. They've let it bounce twice. That one a turnover from Delaware State. Monmouth in prime scoring position.
Ambush and Richards up top. Sterling near sideline to the right. It'll be Vallis to take this series here, at least the first play of the series, at the tight end. 3-point stance for him off to the left side of the formation. Asante, play action to him. Sterling catches it at the 20, 15, down inside the 10. First down and goal for MU just inside the 10-yard line. Monmouth on the march here again with just under 4 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Feed the football to 1-7. Manasquan's Neil Sterling on the outside. When he's one-on-one, there's nobody better in FCS football when he is right and going.
Monmouth back into the red zone for the third time here today. Bit of a busted play. Richards wasn't looking at the pass from Brandon Hill. Went right off the shoulder pads. And it will set up a second and goal.
Twice now, we've seen some miscommunications with this new rapid pace offense. And that time it looked as though 8 of the 11 guys knew what was going on. One of the three who didn't, unfortunately, was the intended receiver, Thaddeus Richards.
Bunch package off to the right side of the formation. Richards and Ambush stack with Vallis. Sterling up top. Looks like he's drawing single coverage. Far sideline to the left. Asante, the single back. Clock stopped with 3:42 to go in this first quarter. Second and goal. Hill, play action. Rolling left. Has Ambush in the flat. He'll make the catch at the 6. Drop there at the 6. Good open field tackle made by number 32, Anthony Gamble, freshman defensive back from Fort Pierce, Florida. Set it now third and goal from right around the 6-yard line for MU.
Brandon Hill needed to deliver that football about a step or two sooner, Matt. Ambush could have then turned it up and maybe fought for that pylon. He waited a couple extra seconds. That allowed the defense to then recover and ultimately stop the young wideout.
Four wide receivers sent this time, three right, one left. Ball sent from the left hash mark. Hill gets a snap, has plenty of time. Looking to deliver, clutches a couple times, throws into the end zone. Ambush was there. Good defensive play made by J.R. Robinson, who tipped the ball up. That'll set a fourth down and another field goal attempt here. Back-to-back times, Monmouth has had it in pretty good field position, looking to come away with another three, but seven, certainly much better.
Well, I was going to say that the last two possessions to further that point, two wins for the Delaware State defensive side, as two times they had the ball with their backs against the wall and limiting Monmouth to a couple of field goal attempts.
This another 23-yarder. Santangelo hit one from the right hash last time, this one from the left hash. Good snap, good hold by Depew. Kick is up, and that is good. So another 23-yarder from Lucas Santangelo, but Delaware State maintaining their lead, up 14-13. We are still in the first quarter, 2:54 to go. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with more Hawks football right after this. Three more up on the board for Monmouth, who has cut the Delaware State advantage to a point, 14-13. 2:54 to go in the first quarter. Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti back here on the Shore Sports Network is Lucas Santangelo, who's been busy kicking the football off, will set to do it again from the 35-yard line. Last time, Monmouth able to pooch one up. This time, Santangelo will knuckle one off to his left. Bounces at the 18-yard line. It'll be handled at the 15 into the short side of the field. And good coverage this time by the MU specialty men. Down making the tackle was number 27 for Monmouth, Agbai Aroha, who will make the stop. Aroha impressive during the course of the preseason, just a freshman, and that's kind of the direction that this team is going. More scholarships, and you hope things like special teams, you start to fill out a little bit more with scholarship-type players.
A player that I think, before this year's done, Matt, we'll see a little bit in at the safety position as well. Some of these full scholarship guys, you'll see their impact.
Four wide receiver set. This is the give this time to Chung off the right side. No gain on the play. O'Hara there to help make the tackle, make it second down and 10.
We talked about this defensive line. They're the strength of this Monmouth defensive side of the football. Well, when Delaware State is spreading you out and throwing it everywhere, it's hard for them to get pressure. If Monmouth can settle in defensively, get some heat on Rivera and shut down that running game, it would really work wonders for, again, this young secondary that's growing every play.
Rivera will open it up, three wide receivers. Chung again, he is hit in the backfield and dropped. Darnell Leslie that time will make the tackle, make it third down and 10. That last scoring drive for MU, five plays, 22 yards, took up 72 seconds, the 23-yarder from Lucas Santangelo.
And now for the first time with Delaware State facing third and long, we'll see that Monmouth specialty package defensively. They bring McDonough on in kind of a coverage linebacker role, and they go to more of this pass rushing front. Let's see if this defensive line can get some heat.
Masick and O'Hara inside. Zach Irizarry, Darnell Leslie outside with McDonough and Minnick both walked up and both blitzing up the middle. Rivera hangs in the pocket, finds a man. Catch is made, but Joe Johnson there on the coverage of Malik Golson. Not enough for a first down out to the 24-yard line. And for the first time today, we will get a punt for either team.
And you know what? This quarter's taken a long time. And I guess that's what you happen when you have two teams that don't huddle and run a lot of plays. It seems as though we've played a half worth of football in this first quarter.
70 seconds remaining here in the quarter. Magehu will come on to punt it away. Jeremiah Magehu Back deep is Joe Johnson. He is a dangerous return man. I know that from watching him in his old high school days at Manchester High School. No pressure, low driving kick, good distance, and Johnson will let it drift over his head. It goes out of bounds, and it will be marched all the way back up to the Hawks' 39-yard line. What looked like a pretty good punt, actually a little bit on the short side. MU will have it pretty good field position.
The Boathouse Bar and Grill, Matt, one of our great sponsors this football season, features not only great food, which I would love if you could get press box delivery of some Boathouse wings. I'm starving right now, but they're also your spot for college football and NFL action all season long, as well as having them cater your next private party. BoathouseBarandGrill.com. Make sure you like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter.
Three wide receivers set here for the Hawks. One off to the left, two back to the right, Ambush and Richards. Still haven't seen Lamar Davenport on the field. We did check on his condition. Is said to be okay. Just hasn't seen any time yet. It'll be Cheney to get the carry this time. Cheney off the right side, and he will take it to the 42-yard line. Gain of about three. We're down now inside just about a half minute to go. Delaware State 14, Monmouth 13.
A lot of fireworks in this first quarter. Delaware State, as Matt said, with that one-point lead, looks as though Cheney will get the reps here this series.
He'll get the carry again off the left side here. Hides behind the line. He'll take it over midfield to the Delaware State 49-yard line. Definitely a different type of runner than KB Asante.
Smaller, faster, and once he gets his shoulders square, has that breakaway speed, once he can get north-south, once he kind of shuffles in between those big offensive linemen.
Hawks don't have to snap it. Doesn't look like they will. That will take us to the end of our first quarter. A lot of points, some early fireworks that began with a 98-yarder from Delaware State. MU has settled in since that point, but the Hornets lead 14-13. We're back in 60 seconds with more Hawks football on the Shore Sports Network.